In retrospect, news from the Satterton Independent Archives is brought to you by Montgomery Media, covering local news, sports, and opinion in Bucks and Montgomery Counties, Pennsylvania. For quality local news, visit montgomerynews.com. 50 years ago, possible psychiatric treatment was suggested by police officials Saturday following capture of a Lansdale appliance repairman after his daylight abduction of a former flame in her own automobile as she prepared to leave it to end her work at the Hanson Textile Company on East Broad Street in Hatfield. In custody at Montgomery County Prison pending his trial on charges of aggravated assault and battery with intent to kill, an attempt with intent to kill, and for probation violation on previous related charges is Raymond A. Wanner, 31, who reportedly resided in the Line Street area in Lansdale. The hearing was held before Magistrate N.R. Brown, Hatfield. Brown said Wanner bound his victim and threatened to place her on a railroad track. The abduction took place about 6:50 a.m. Friday when the object of Wanner's attention, Mrs. Faye Klomenzer, 32, 53 East Main Street, Lansdale, drove onto the Hanson lot with several co-worker passengers. The passengers alighted and headed for the plant door, leaving Mrs. Klomenzer behind briefly. As she was about to leave, Wanner appeared, pushed her back into the car, got in himself, and drove off, ignoring her screams of protest. Originally reported headed for Satterton, area police, alerted on the county's official radio, began a general sweep for the auto, described as a light-colored 1963 sedan, as local officers commenced combing borough streets and township back roads. The searches availed nothing. Lansdale police finally making the capture about 7 p.m., on tips supplied by municipal residents near Green Street in Lansdale. Mrs. Klomenzer said officers was frightened, slightly bruised and hungry, but according to an immediate medical examination, apparently otherwise unharmed. Chief Herbert Kreider, Hatfield Borough Police, said that after abducting the woman, Wanner drove directly to a garage back of East Main Street near Jenkins Avenue in Lansdale, which he had rented in advance of the occasion. The car was driven in, and the doors closed until shortly before 7 p.m. During this period of about 12 hours, Mrs. Klomenzer screamed to no avail, and her arms were taped to prevent her movement. The couple's only food was a light lunch for work, carried in the car by the victim. Her cries silenced by threats, Wanner finally opened the garage doors. As he stood, a pair of small boys observed him and were seen by Mrs. Klomenzer, who screamed anew. The children ran off, reported their sight to parents, who called police. Alarmed by the children, Wanner again put Mrs. Klomenzer into her car and drove off to the Green Street area, where the vehicle was recognized by residents from its publicized description, and the arrest quickly followed. Police have been looking for Wanner since November 29th, when Mrs. Klomenzer reported to police that she had found him in her apartment bathroom upon returning from work. He escaped, and shortly thereafter, Mrs. Klomenzer moved in with her mother, Mrs. Mary Zepp, Walnut Street, Lansdale. The November Act constituted a violation of 23 months probation imposed by Montgomery County Court earlier in the month as a result of being arraigned on charges of assault and battery and surety of the peace on October 4th. On this latter occasion, the woman found Wanner sitting in her car. Hearing Magistrate Sherwood Zepp later said that Wanner declared, "If I can't have her, nobody can." Police said Mrs. Klomenzer had gone with Wanner for some time following Wanner's divorce from her first wife. "Apparently," said the police spokesman, "it hit Wanner pretty hard and he needed somebody to talk to who was sympathetic. He found Mrs. Klomenzer, and when she lost interest in him, it just cracked him up. What he needs is a chance for some kind of treatment." That's the news. Satterton Independent, December 24th, 1964. See you in 2014.